Bavam Metzia Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavam Metzia Bavli, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, the top of the page. Haseiches Ha'umanin Behitu Ze, Elahem Ze Al Ze Ela Taroimis. If a person hired workers and they deceived each other, all they can do now is complain. Soches Achama Vesakadar Rabilai Praya Parin Vachalilin Lekala Oilemais. If a person hired a donkey driver or a potter to bring him wood to make a bridal canopy, or flutes to make play or to play for a bride, or to lament the dead, or he hired workers to bring out his flax from a soaking vat, or any other situation that involves potential loss, if the workers backed out, so if he can't find any other workers, he can hire workers at any price, and the original workers have to pay the difference. Now the Gemara tells us, Hitu ze ze mahu. Who deceived who and how? What's the case of the Mishnah? Hiti asun abdin ami, heich asun abdin min chamesh rabon, v'ashkechun abdin min asa rabon melacha. Now the Gemara answers there's two cases, there's cases that go both ways. The first is a case where the employer deceived the workers. The employer asked them to come and work for him in the same way as other workers. They asked him, well, how much do they work for? He answered that most work for 5 dinars per day. And if they agreed to work for this price, then even if they discover that most workers work for 10 dinars a day, he has to pay them only 5 dinars, and all they can do now is complain. Asun abdin imi, heich asun abdin min asar yoimin, v'ashkechun abdin min chamesha yoimin. Now, another case of the employer deceiving the workers would be, he asked them to come and work for him in the same way as other workers. They asked him, how much do they work for? And he answered that they received a certain sum for 10 days of work. So if they agreed to work for this price, then even if they discover that those original workers had in fact received a sum for 5 days of work, the employer can pay that sum for 10 days of work, because the workers had agreed to the price and all they can do now is complain. Hitim bala bais mahu, how could the workers deceive the employer? Isi atun avdin im chavri choin, hichin an avdin me'ese rabban v'ashmichan avdin mechamesh rabban lemelocha. If an employer said to some workers, come and work for me, and he then asked the workers how much do workers usually make, if the workers replied that most make 10 dinar, even though the employer later discovered that most make 5 dinar, he has to pay the workers the 10 dinars, and all he can do is complain. Asin asun abdin im chavri choin, heich inun abdin mechamisha yoimin, v'ashkechun abdin me'asor yoimin. Another case of the workers deceiving the employer would be, if an employer asked workers to come and work for him in the same way as other workers, he asked them, how much do workers usually make? If the workers replied that they usually receive a certain sum for 5 days of work, now even though the employer later discovered they usually work for 10 days for that price, he has to pay them that sum for 5 days of work, and all he can do now is complain. There's a braisa with a very similar wording to our Mishnah, but the word they deceive means they backed out. Meaning as follows, there can be no legal claim against this because the workers can just tell the employer to find other workers, or the employer can tell the workers to go and find other work if one of them backed out. And the braisa continues over there, when is this the case that if the employer backed out, there can be no claim against him? That's when the donkey drivers hadn't left to go and begin the work. But if they had, and they went and didn't find any produce there, or if he'd hired workers to weed and they arrived to find that the field was waterlogged and unworkable, he has to pay them for their going and their returning. Now how do we evaluate this? According to how much a person whose occupation is to carry loads would be willing to accept to go and come without a load, bearing in mind that one can't compare one who comes loaded up to one who comes unloaded, empty-handed, nor can one compare one who works to one who sits idle, nor can one compare one who sits in the shade to one who sits in the sun. Hired donkey drivers to bring him flax. They went and they discovered that the flax was still soaking and couldn't be bought. Amalei leRav, so Rebchia said to Rav, his nephew, Poik v'hav loin igrin mishalem, go and pay them their full wages. V'amalein and tell them, loy dena chayev miten lechoin agoy choin ela anach chaya matris lechoin. He should tell them, I don't actually owe you your full wages, as I only need to pay you for sitting idle, but I wish to go beyond the letter of the law. Why? Because the Baisa continued to teach that if the workers backed out, the employer only has complaints, and that is as long as they had not begun the work. That shele yischilu. Aval im kibol mimenu sade l'ksoi b'shnei salayim, kotze chetzia v'hinia chetzia, begel aroig b'shnei salayim, or chetzia v'hinia chetzia, shamin lai. That in a case when they had not begun the work, but if he'd received his field to harvest for two sela and had only harvested half of it, or he accepted a garment to weave and only woven half of it, we evaluate the work that he'd done and pay him accordingly. Ketzer shamalei masha asa. How do we evaluate his work? Im haya masha asa yofer shusha dinoin noisin loy sela or yigma malachto ivim sela noisin loy sela. If his work was worth 6 dinars, and the cost of hiring workers went up now, so the worker backed out in order to be able to look for better paid employment rather than finish off the work here for the original price, then the employer will now need to hire a worker to finish off the work at a higher price, and therefore the employer can deduct from the first worker's pay in order to pay the higher price to the second worker. Alternatively, the first worker has to finish the work. If the original work was worth only a seller, which is 4 dinars, he has to pay the first worker a seller. Rabbi Doisa says, we do not evaluate the work done, but rather we evaluate the work that still remains. It means how much the employer will need to pay to hire workers for the rest of the work. Im haya masha asir le'asoyth yofa shlosha dinarim, noisin lo shekel, or yigma melachtoi, im shekel, noisin lo shekel. If it's 3 dinars instead of 2, so the employer has lost 1 dinar from the work he's backing out, he can pay the worker a shekel, which is a half a seller, which is 2 dinars, or he can complete the work. And if he would only need to pay a shekel for the work, then he can pay the first worker a shekel. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Huna, Rabina, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, halacha kubi doisa, Rabbi Zeira quoting Rav Huna, Rabina, and Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting Rav say the halacha follows Rabbi doisa in this din. B'medra amurim, when is this the case that the worker only loses, as we said? B'davo she'einoi avad, aval b'davo ha'avad, seicheloi mimokam ache, umatu va'imeloi, sela, pasakti lach, shnaim, anoisen lach, noitim mizeh, v'noisen lezeh. So if there's going to be no loss, then we say this din applies because the other workers still available. But if there will be a loss, then the employer can hire workers at any price, or he can trick the original worker and tell him, I originally fixed you a price of a seller, and you want to have 2 seller, I'll now pay you 2 seller, as you said. But when it actually comes to payment, the employer will only have to actually pay the worker according to the original price, or he can use all of the wages of the first worker to pay a second worker. Amar Bilah, Avavad Aj Kadei Scharai. Bilah says, however, the employer can't give the second worker more than the price he fixed for the original worker. Ad Kadoin, Avavad Ad Kadei Schar Oisa Hayom, Avavad Ad Kadei Scharai Lashar. Did Chazal permit him to take all of the wages of the first worker to pay the second one? Or rather, he should begin by trying to find an alternative worker to work per hour, which he can deduct from the pay of the first worker. After that, he still needs more time. He can find a worker for a day and deduct it from the first worker's pay. So, b'medra amurim, when is this true? B'makom she'ein emotzei l'schar payalim. That if he can't find a worker for the same price as the first worker. Aval im ra chamarim shemashmashim ubayim o shepark sfinosai b'laman amar lo tzei v'schar lach achas mikol elu ein lo yalav ela tarumis. If he saw donkey drivers coming, or if he saw a boat at a dock on the banks of the river, the regional worker will tell him, go and hire for yourself a worker from amongst these people. In such a case, the employer can only complain because there are other alternative workers available, even if they're not his preferred choice.